Аудиозапись номер 11 к заданию 2. Listen to the dialogue and decide which of the facts in your workbook are true, false, or not mentioned in the dialogue.
Do you really think that computers are going to be so all-important in the future?
I have no doubts about that. The world of the future is the world of information, the world of big data.
But can it make people any happier?
I don't know. We'll just live and see. Anyhow, do you know that happiness can be measured?
Are you joking?
No, in fact, it's already happening. One of the projects has helped to measure and map happiness levels in the cities across the United States.
How did they do that?
They used data from Twitter, 37 million tweets from more than 180,000 people in the US. Among other things, the study produced some interesting facts about how healthy people were.
What can be the use of this information?
Such information can be used in many ways. For example, city governments may need it to decide what is necessary to do in any given area.
To me, all this sounds a bit scary. I've heard a prediction that by the year 2050, all objects around us are going to be some form of a computer. I have a feeling that this prediction is already starting to come true.
Why does it worry you? The information computers collect may prove to be really handy. I can give you some examples. I know that in the British city of Birmingham, lampposts are fitted with sensors. The sensors transmit information about cloud cover. As a result, they get weather forecasting for the locality. Another example, in Seattle, an American city, some pieces of rubbish were fitted with sensors and carried around the country to find out if recycling was really efficient.
All this is very impressive. But in this new world where so much information is collected and widely used, how can we protect our personal data and our privacy? That's what worries a lot of people.
You see, whether we like it or not, we are already beginning to interact with our cities. Our computers and smartphones help us to do our shopping, pay bills, tell us about the nearest coffee bar, and remind us about the things we have to do. We can easily turn them off, but we don't, because we find this information significant. This new digital world is fantastic and scary at the same time. Anyway, it seems to be our new reality.
As I understand, there are a lot of ethical problems to be solved in the near future.